You've done your research, you've picked a dog, and done what you can to prepare for his arrival. And the big day comes. Now what? The 10 things to do when your dog comes home. Number 1, welcome your new pet. Yay, you've done it. All the research, all the prep, and it's finally time to bring home your new friend. Give him the best welcome you possibly can. With love, patience, and respect, he'll feel like part of the family in no time at all. Number 2, let your dog adjust. We all need time to adjust to changes in circumstances. It's no different for your new companion. Give the dog time to adjust to his new home. The dog is bound to feel insecure and frightened by a change in environment, and a puppy may be homesick for his mommy or his litter mates. Show him to the crate or bed that we've talked about last week and where to find food and water. Then leave him alone to explore the new surroundings. By leaving him alone, I don't mean take off and shop for the afternoon. If you do, you're allowed to use my credit card. Just joking. Just give him a little space to check out his new digs. Number 3 thing to do, name your dog. Your dog will need a good name. Your breeder may even have suggestions or even requirements for his CKC registered name if you're getting a dog that's a purebred. But his informal name is up to you. Even older adopted dogs can adjust quickly to a new name. Remember, though, this will be a name you'll be having to use all the time, and you'll be using it in public, and I suggest that you keep it simple. 1 or 2 syllables. Calling Jack is a lot simpler and easier than wandering around the park calling for Napoleon. Number 4, make introductions. You know how when you go to a party and you get introduced to a whole bunch of people at once, and 5 minutes later you have no idea who's who? So introduce your dog to your household slowly. Many pairs of hands petting him at once will only frighten him. Later, introduce him to neighbors, regular visitors, and other family members. Give your dog a sense of who your friends are. After all, your friends will be his friends with any luck. Number 5 is also about making introductions. Introduce other pets to your new dog. Just as with people, there's a right way to do this. I know you want everyone to get along, and chances are they will, but don't expect them to get along right away, and don't try to force them to play together. They'll just end up being threatened by each other. Give them time to adjust to one another, especially if it's a cat versus a dog. Number 6. This is where the fun starts. House training. There are several methods of house training. Use the one that works best for your circumstances. Crate training, paper training, or litter box. It's your choice. But you have to make sure that all the members of the family enforce it consistently. And accidents will happen. So be patient. Have a procedure in place for cleanup. And when an accident does happen, the only time you do use a newspaper is to hit yourself over the head and say, "How stupid of me, I wasn't watching him." And the fun continues with number 7, set house rules. You have to teach your dog from the very beginning what is and what is not appropriate behavior. If something is okay today, your puppy will think it's okay forever. Just like with house training, consistency is the key. Make sure that every family member enforces the house rules. Dogs are smart animals, but they don't understand what "okay, just this once" means. Number 8, find a puppy school in your area, preferably mine. Just joking. You and your dog are going to have a long and rewarding relationship. Get things off to a good start by getting your dog and yourself properly trained. It'll save you all kinds of trouble down the road. It'll be the best money you've ever spent, especially for socializing for puppies. Number 9, provide chew toys. Dogs never outgrow the need to chew. It cleans their teeth, it keeps them busy, and it works the jaw muscles, and it saves your furniture and your walls. Puppies might have a tendency to chew more, but all dogs need to chew. Protect your stuff by providing a variety of chew toys to satisfy your dog's urges. And finally, the number 10 thing to do once your new dog comes home is poison-proof your house. You might need to get some advice from your vet on this one. There are a lot of things that might seem innocuous to us that are poisonous to dogs. Chocolate, macadamia nuts, my favorite, and grapes are a no-no for dogs, as well as certain house plants. Make sure your home and yard are free from poisonous substances such as antifreeze, which tastes good but can cause serious illness or even death. And please keep your vet's number handy in case your dog gets into something that he shouldn't.